Hey, welcome to another episode of hashtag VAIT Squad. Now, if you do not know what that is, VAIT stands for Virtual Assistants in Training. My name is Natasha Rochelle, and I am the host of the podcast. All right, so what I like to talk about is I plan on having these episodes more frequently than not. I want to say I will do these weekly, but I can't make any promises. I'm always so busy, but what I will promise is that each time that you hear a new episode, you're going to receive substance. You're going to receive something of value. Hopefully it'll give you something to chew on. It gives you something to think about, to where maybe it's a new idea, something that you can internalize and later see that come into fruition. But I want to talk about the latest blog on natasharochelle.com. If you have not gone over there yet, go ahead, go to natasharochelle.com, and there you'll be able to see blog posts. You'll be able to see some of the current virtual assistant projects that we have available for some of our VAIT. But I really want to talk about the latest blog post, which is called The Three Emotional Cycles of a New Virtual Assistant. Now, the reason why I decided to write about this is because anywhere online, you can do a Google search and ask on how do you become a virtual assistant. You can literally find out how to become a virtual assistant with hundreds of different web pages, right? But something that I was looking at is, but does it really talk about the emotional aspect? Because believe it or not, it's an emotional ride. Just like with anything else. When you think of an idea and it's something that excites you, it really gets you excited. It makes you want to hop in the car and step on the gas. Never mind that seatbelt. We'll put the seatbelt on once we get to a comfortable speed. You know what I mean? And so just like jumping in that car, a lot of times I found with students is that they prematurely announce that they are in business for themselves. They're just excited. They see the big picture. They see the big picture of them being able to make this income to help sustain their family. But before putting on that seatbelt, they're already taking in client requests and doing work when they have not decided on the actual types of services that they're going to offer. They hadn't had a chance to decide if they're going to be a general VA or if they're going to be, or if they're going to have niches, or, you know, how are their processes going to go? Are they going to get paid hourly? Are they going to get paid per project? Are they going to charge per retainer? Are they going to get prepaid? Are they going to get paid once they're done with the task and send in an invoice? Will they have a refund policy? Like all of these things that a typical business has, actually every business should have some kind of policies, procedures, and processes. They just dive in. They just totally dive in and then later find that they're overwhelmed. Because now they're having to figure out on the fly, oh my gosh, what are my work hours? I'm getting emails, I'm getting text messages, I'm getting phone calls after 9 o'clock at night. My family is getting tired of the interruptions. I can't have a peaceful dinner, you know, I can't find any me time. And trust me, these are things that actually happen. And so I like to call that the phase one, the virtual assistant enthusiast. You know, they are just super excited. They're ready to run and rock and roll. But they need to take a deep breath. They need to decide, how are they really going to set up their business? Now, the second phase, this is the dreamer. Okay. Again, they're very closely related to the enthusiast VA, but they're more so in dreamland. They start thinking of all of the things that they can get. Oh my gosh, you know, by becoming a virtual assistant, I can charge what I want to charge, and I can finally get that big house that I want to live in. I can finally, you know, get that dream family vacation. I can finally do all of these things. And then they start realizing the reality of it. They have gone into business and they see the bigger picture. But what's happening is they're still not looking at the steps that it's truly going to take to get them to those levels, to help them to achieve those dreams. So this is where they start skipping over the smaller components. Now, unlike their enthusiast counterpart, they have a general idea of what it is that they want to do, but they're still not taking the time out to dedicate in creating all the little steps leading up to that bigger picture. Okay. Excuse me. The next phase, the next emotional phase, is the virtual assistant skeptic. Excuse me. So this is the phase where I know very well. This is the phase where you're like, okay, I'm moving, I'm grooving, and what's happening is you're starting to doubt yourself. Like, oh my gosh, this seems to be going okay. But then that little negative voice, a little small voice comes in and it starts asking you if you're really good enough. Is this something that you can really see yourself doing? This is work. This is real work. This isn't a dream. This is requiring so much more effort from me than working for a manager at a job. Which, by the way, let me tell you, it requires so much work. Whew, so much work, so much dedication, so much determination in working for yourself than it does working for someone else. Because when you work for yourself, guess what? I don't feel like working today. I'm about to lay across the bed and take a nap. Who is going to write you up? Who is going to tell on you? Who are they going to tell on you to? You know what I mean? So it really takes a lot of self-discipline and a lot of willpower. But back to the skeptic. Usually whenever you hit this phase, it's because you're overwhelmed. There's a lot that's going on. And one of the ways to try and help you from becoming overwhelmed, not only do you create policies and procedures for your virtual assistant clients, but you need to create some boundaries for yourself as well. So what are your working hours? Okay. Are you going to be Monday through Friday? Are you going to be 5 days a week, 6, 7 days a week, 3 days a week, 2 days out the week? While you're creating your schedule of operating hours, you need to include in that some days to where, or some hours, blocks of time to where you can focus on you as the individual, the person, the human. You also need to make sure that you have time out to look at not necessarily the operational part of it, but you still have to market. You still have to get out there and network, unless you have an assistant yourself, which I highly suggest that every virtual assistant, you will come to a point where you're going to need an assistant. If you're able to have an assistant in real life, that's fantastic. But to have a virtual assistant for a virtual assistant, there's nothing crazy about that. That's something that I highly, highly suggest you start looking at. But you're going to need to have CEO days to where, and shout out to my mentor for telling me about that, because I did not know. You need to have specific times or days or hours dedicated to just you. What is it that you're going to do to make sure that you can have the type of lifestyle that you want? Does that mean that you may have to shorten your business hours so that you can have more time to reflect on you, or you need to have time to reflect and spend with your family? What is it going to take to ensure that you don't fall into that valley of becoming a skeptic and deciding that this is not for you? Okay. Now, there may be times where you are seriously thinking about throwing in the towel and going back into the workforce. And I want you to know, do not let anyone make you feel guilty of that decision. It is your decision solely. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of hours. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of mental power. And if you feel that this is not for you, then do what you have to do. I would suggest, to help you from feeling bad because you started on a goal and you didn't complete it, if you're working a full-time job, perfect, then you can work on your virtual assistant business when you get home in the evening. Maybe you can do it a couple of days out the week, just so you can make sure you're still taking time out for yourself as well as your loved ones. Or maybe you're able to work a part-time job as you're working on your business. It's fine, you know. For me, I'll tell you what I've done. I've actually been a rideshare driver. I've worked with Lyft. I've delivered food. I've delivered groceries, all from these, you know, different entities. You know, like I said, Lyft, I've worked with Uber Eats, as well as Favored Delivery, as well as Instacart, as well as DoorDash. There's no shame in making sure that you do not get overwhelmed, because you still got to find a way to make income while you're learning how to bring in income. And so that was one of the ways to help me to keep the fire lit underneath myself, because I knew that I still had to feed my family. So I don't want you to fall into that trap of thinking that you're not good enough because you're not making the money that you want to make with your business. There's still other ways that you can still dedicate your time to building your business while you're making money on the other end, okay? So if you would like to read more about the three cycles, or the three emotional cycles of a new virtual assistant, head over to natasharochelle.com and you can click on blog, okay? Now, I would love to hear what your thoughts and your comments, your ideas are. What I would like to do in the near future is play some of the messages that you leave for me. You're able to go onto anchor.fm, listen to my podcast, and leave me a voice message. Tell me how much you love this. Or if you have a suggestion of a different type of topic, let me know. You never know. The next episode, I may highlight you. And if you feel up to it, if you would love to donate and become a sponsor, I would love you for it. Or if not, it's fine. I still love you for it, because you're still listening. You're still here. And I appreciate you. Thank you. You can also watch this podcast on YouTube. All you have to do is go and search for Natasha Rochelle. All right, guys, that is it. Thanks again, and I will see you next time. Bye. Where you at?